Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later in the program, we'll hear about a Wisconsin baseball player who our guest says may have been the unluckiest player in the history of the sport. First, we're just hours away from major retailers opening up their doors to Thanksgiving Day shoppers looking to get a jump on Black Friday. Actually, one retailer has been open since 6 this morning, plans to stay open until 11 tomorrow, a total span of 41 hours. It's a growing trend among retail stores, but not everyone is happy about it, including our next guest, who says the best thing you can do is just stay home. I'm joined now by Ellen Galinsky. She's the co-founder and president of the Families and Work Institute. She wrote a piece for Time called Don't Go Shopping on Thanksgiving, Just Don't. We've got a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be with you.
So why shouldn't stores be opening their doors on Thanksgiving?
I think the issue is not all stores or all services. There are emergency services we need. There are some people who need to go out to eat on Thanksgiving. There are people who want to go to the movies as a family on Thanksgiving. So I think the point that I was making was starting your Christmas shopping or your holiday shopping early. That seems to me to be much more discretionary than things that you do for family fun or emergency services that you may need.
So it's optional, not mandatory or holiday-based. So, but stores are saying, hey, there are people who want to shop here. We don't want to turn away money coming in the doors. Why shouldn't they open on Thursday?
This article that I posted on Time Inc. has been the top-running article for the for the 5-6 days since it's been posted, and has more than 100 comments, and I've read the comments, and most people seem to feel that the issue is one of choice, that the particular issue is that some people are forced to work and don't really want to work on Thanksgiving. If you get bonuses or special pay, that's one thing, but a lot of stores that are opening don't seem to be doing that, according to the responses that I've gotten. The thing that I feel, though, is a larger issue, which is that the way we work best is to have some time for rest and recovery, some time away from work, and we have an image of work right now as running a marathon. Just run, 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 never stop. Well, if you're training for a marathon, you take time for rest and recovery so that you can run all those in the New York Marathon, 26, 27 miles. And we don't have, with technology and with the way we're working these days, we don't have time off. And our data show that people are not working very well when they're just always on. So having time for other things in your life, whether it's family, whether it's creating traditions with your children, whether it's with friends, whatever it is that you do that gives you a break seems to be important. And we, little by little, work is spilling over and taking up most of our time. We find that the people who have some time off, a vacation day, holidays, and vacations are people are taking much less time and they're wrapping around weekends. But the people who have time off have much better health, sleep better, are more creative at work, make fewer mistakes at work. So I'm arguing that we step back and look at the way work is spilling over into our home life. This is more about the workers than about the shoppers.
So it sounds like you're saying that's not having that time off, whether it's Thanksgiving or vacations, isn't just bad for the workers. It sounds like you're saying that it might be bad for the employers, too, if the workers are coming in bad shape because they have no time off.
It is bad for the employers because people tend to blow up, get angry at work if they have had no time off. They tend to make mistakes. They tend not to be as creative and innovative and engaged. So, yes, it is not good for employers. And workload is an issue that has been on the agenda. We did our first study on overwork in 2000, and three, and have done other ones over the years, we find about a third of employees feel seriously overworked with no time to step back and think about what they're doing, overwhelmed by everything that they have to do. And it's been like the elephant in the room. Employers haven't begun to grapple with it because they can't imagine, like the stores that are opening, being productive unless they're open all the, you know, unless they're asking people to work all the time everywhere. And what this year we give an award for excellence in employer flexibility and effectiveness through the Sloan Foundation, the Sloan Award for excellence in workplace effectiveness and flexibility. It's called this year. Among our almost 300 winners, we had about 10% who were actually beginning to tackle the issue of workload by looking at who's never taking any time off and encouraging them to, by cross-training so that all the people don't have to do the same job, by giving people choices, by that sort of thing. So finally, employers are beginning to recognize that overwork isn't good for them.
So by this time, obviously, stores have long since made their decision on whether to be open on Thanksgiving Day. Your message today, I'm guessing, is to consumers. What do you want them to be thinking about as they're deciding if and when to go shopping?
Think about how this will feel in 5 years. What kind of Thanksgiving do you want to have? On the emails to people, some people are saying, I want to go shopping. That's my idea of a holiday.
But it's not mine.
But my view, not mine either. My view is that think back, particularly if you're going to be with friends or families or do something. What kind of traditions, what will you remember about this day in 5 years, and vote with your feet?
And not go shopping.
Not go shopping.
So, but if I'm a brick and mortar retailer, I'm saying, you know, Amazon isn't shutting down today. They never close their doors. The things that are really threatening my business are going to keep running, and maybe people just stay home and shop online. I've got to compete with that somehow, and maybe that means asking my workers to make a sacrifice and come in on a holiday.
Well, that's interesting because you've got different brick and mortar retailers behaving in different ways. Costco is one that has always paid higher wages, that has been more flexible, has been much more of an employer-friendly kind of a business. And their business is doing well versus some of the businesses that are falling into this work all the time everywhere sort of notion. So what I'm saying to all of us is let's step back and think about how work is affecting our lives off the job. And it can enhance our lives off the job, but if we're just completely worn out, it's not going to be good for our personal life, and it's not going to be good for our employers.
Seems like this Thanksgiving Day shopping has been on the rise for the last few years, really. Do you think we've hit a turnaround point where we won't see more stores opening on Thanksgiving and maybe some will be rolling it back?
I'm not. If the business isn't very good, that will speak for itself. I mean, we know that work is ever encroaching on our lives, and people may think it's a small thing, but who would have thought that professionals would be working nights and weekends a long time ago, and look how that turned out.
All right, Ellen, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Have a wonderful time.
Ellen Galinsky is the co-founder and president of the Families and Work Institute. Her piece, Don't Go Shopping on Thanksgiving, is on the Central Time Facebook page. Coming up next, we'll hear about a Wisconsin baseball player who barely missed playing in the World Series on four separate occasions. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.